Today on An Encouraging Word, Pastor Christine Shippey is talking about strongholds and how little by little, through the faith of Jesus Christ and your surrenderance to the Word of the Lord, you can overcome each and every one of them. And the level of your surrender is equal to the level of your victories. It's our hope here on CWC Radio that you're encouraged by today's word. Here's Pastor Christine Shippey with part one of Strongholds, Little by Little.
Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Pastor talked to us last week about little by little, remember? And I'll read you that scripture real quick. It's in Deuteronomy 7:22, and I'll read this. And the Lord your God will clear out those nations before you little by little. You may not consume them quickly, lest the beast of the field increase among you. Now, everything that happened to the children of Israel in the natural, and I want to teach on this. It's the four stages of Christianity. You can take what happened to the children of Israel in the desert and everything, and the different trials that they went through, and you can compare it with our lives spiritually. Amen? And it can teach us a lot of things. So I want you to realize tonight that the children of Israel were going into the promised land, and he said, I'm going to take your enemies little by little. So it's like walking through the wilderness and actually slaying people. Amen? But guess what? Your enemy is going to reveal itself to you in your promised land. Because when you get to your place of promise, that's when the enemy's going to surface. Does that sound good to you tonight? Oh, I thought I was going to a land filled with milk and honey. Oh, I thought I was going to a land that the grapes, just the clusters of grapes were so big that it took 2 and 3 men just to carry them. Yeah, you are. But guess what? When you get to the place of promise, when you start walking in the promises of God, you're going to have an enemy to contend with. Yes. Amen? Because he's going to come knocking at your door.
Yes, amen.
So God was telling them here, little by little, I'm going to take care of the enemies. You know what that speaks to us today? One day at a time. Let's walk through this thing one day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to take care of itself. Yesterday is in the tomb. Tomorrow is in the womb. Where you're at is today. You got to learn to walk today. Little by little, he's going to take care of the things in your life. Amen? When I first got saved and I didn't even know what was Genesis to Revelation, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and who?
He restores our soul. He restores my soul. The Lord wants to restore to you the joy of His salvation.
Restore me to the joy of your salvation.
He wants to give you a willing spirit to obey.
Give me a willing spirit to
obey. He's not going to cast you out of His presence.
Don't cast me away from your presence.
Lord, we need you.
I need you, Lord.
We need restoration.
I need restoration.
The Lord wants to bring restoration to your life.
You guide
so you can restore others.
You satisfy.
The enemy's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But God is able to give us abundant life. He's able to restore and recover all the years that the enemy has tried to steal.
Just let His love wash over you.
I will restore to you.
He's never gonna change His mind.
That have been stolen from you.
He'll bring the restoration to your life.
I will restore.
He'll give you
to you
His strength. Just wait upon the Lord. Just wait upon the Lord. The Lord guides, satisfies me, rebuilds and renews me. He gives us His strength. He refines and renews me, fills me up to overflowing.
Dictate your future. Your old life is gone and a new life has come. You are now a child of the King. His kingdom is light and there's no darkness there. As you wait on the Lord, your strength will be renewed. You will have strength and stamina for whatever life brings. He's not a man that he would lie to you, but all of his promises are yes and amen over your life. He will be faithful to show you what you need to walk in wholeness, wellness, and for the pieces of your broken life to be put back together again. He's chosen you to take back what the enemy has stolen from you and from others. And he's given you the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. There's nothing too hard
just
for God.
Just wait upon the Lord.
He said, you haven't went too far where I can't find you.
He'll give you
You haven't gotten to a place where I can't rescue you.
Wait upon the Lord. He'll give you his strength.
As you wait upon the Lord, your strength will be renewed. You will have strength and stamina for whatever life
he
brings.
He will be faithful to show you what to do. Don't give up. He never gave up on you.
You are in Christ, a new being. No longer does your old life or your old ways dictate your future. Your old life is gone, and a new life has come. You are now a child in my kingdom. He's chosen you to take back what the enemy has stolen from you and from others. And he's given you the authority in the name of Jesus Christ.
Just wait upon the Lord. He'll give you his strength. Wait upon the Lord. He'll give you his strength.
And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't know what was going on. I just knew I was hungry for God. And I wanted to live an overcoming life so bad. And I had so many habits and hang-ups and couldn't even pay my bills. Couldn't find my car keys. Didn't know what to do. I was doing good to show up to work on time. Hallelujah. But I was so worried I was never going to get it. And I'd get in the Bible, I'd just say, Lord, I can't get this, I can't get this. But I kept reading and I kept praying and I kept studying. Felt like I wasn't learning a thing. Y'all been there?
Yes.
And then maybe 6 months later, you're going through something and God brings the very scripture that you read and you're like, oh! And you didn't even know what it meant that day, you know? But he'll bring it all around, doesn't he? The Holy Spirit is your teacher. The Holy Spirit's in this place tonight. And the Holy Spirit's just speaking words to our hearts to give us the hope to know that we can take it one day at a time. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. Let's stay faithful to the Word. Eventually, God started working in my heart to where I wasn't so intimidated because at first I didn't feel like I even understood what the Bible says. I want to encourage you. Start praying and ask the Holy Spirit. If you haven't been walking with God that long and you feel intimidated, start in the New Testament. Start praying to the Holy Spirit before you open up your Bible and say, Holy Spirit, you are my teacher. Teach me the Word. And he will. And he'll reveal himself to you, and he's going to give you strength. And it comes little by little. The things that I thought I would never overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, I overcame. But I had to surrender. I had to surrender. I had to really get to that place to where I surrendered. Oh, we think we're surrendered until we go through a trial. We think we're surrendered until we go through a temptation. Amen. But God allows us to go through these trials and temptations so we can see where we're at with God. The Word of God says that I'm going to have a tried and tested people. Why is he going to try and test you? Because it's so easy sometimes to say I love you, but to actually walk out that sometimes. All right? He wants to know where your heart is. He knows where your heart is. Let me get that right. He knows where your heart is. He wants you and me to see where our heart is. Because you know what? Things can be going so well until the pressure's put on. But whatever is in, whatever's in there, when the pressure comes on, is what's coming out. And I liken that to an orange and putting that in a vise. And if you put an orange in a vise and you start turning that crank, what's going to happen? It's all going to bust open. So whatever we're dealing with, whatever we're contending with in our life, whatever we're trying to get the victory over, is going to come out when the pressure's put on. And then we're going to be able to see it, guys. We're going to be able to see it, and then we won't have an excuse anymore. Because when God shows us the areas that he wants to work on, not when Sister Sue tells you, you need to quit smoking. No, You need to quit this. No. But when the Holy Spirit tells you, you need to do it. You got to be led by the Spirit. Amen. I want you to be encouraged, not condemned. Because each one of us have battles that we're fighting. Each one of us have issues that we're dealing with. Each one of us have to get an understanding of the Word in a certain area. And it's going to be that way for the rest of our life. As we renew our minds, we're going to be able to walk this out. So as that pressure's put on and the things come out, then it's out there on the table. Holy Ghost has got it on the table for us tonight. Whatever it is that we're struggling with, whatever it is that we haven't surrendered. He'll put the pressure on and it's going to come out and you're going to see how ugly it is. And the only way that I can explain it to you and see if you can relate when the pressure's on and when the heat is up is that you feel just sometimes if you didn't know that God was the one who, you know, because we can't work out our own salvation. He did it all. We're just walking it day by day. And sometimes we could feel condemned when the pressure comes on and it's right there on the table. It's like you're walking around like this. Anybody can relate? To where you feel like you got a double identity going on? Does that make sense? Because you're struggling. You're feeling the flame, man. You're feeling the temptation. You're being drawn away. And you're thinking, Lord, I don't want to do this today. I don't want to give in to this, Lord. I want to live right. And it looks like everywhere you go, oh, hi, how you doing? And you're struggling. And it's right there. And you're like, oh, God, help. But there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He's just getting it out on the table. He's getting it out of the open. So the next step is this. Your level of victory in Christ is going to be determined by your level of surrender. I want to say it again. Christ has paid it all. But how deep do you want to go in Christ? Do you want to receive everything He has for you? See, that's where we come in. The children of Israel didn't get it, did they? No. They went around the mountain like pastors talked about. And they went around and around. And it took them 40 years to get what could have taken 3 weeks. The quicker you surrender, the quicker you die to your flesh, the quicker you die to yourself, the quicker the resurrection power of Christ comes in and takes over. Your level of victory in Christ, your level of overcoming in Christ is directly related to your level of surrender. The level of the power of the Holy Ghost anointing that is on your life is a direct reflection of the level of surrender to God. And the time spent in prayer to God, worshiping the Lord, that anointing will come upon you. The presence of God will come upon you. You will be that light like is in Isaiah that says, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, and nations will be drawn to your light. People will see you and they will know that you are different because you have spent time in the presence of Jesus. Your level of victory is in direct correlation to your level of surrender.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.